He simply can't understand and can't consciously process the whole thing because he lacks the necessary knowledge and other prerequisites that would enable him to understand it. Thus, it would amount to a paradox if you would break your directives and take hold of the people of the earth under their arms in a progress-related manner. Quetzal, 233. You explain these issues very precisely. 234. You are really very talented in terms of giving explanations in such a way that they are also well understood. 235. Moreover, I have already very often assessed that you muster up an infinite patience, in order to explain something over and over again if someone doesn't understand the matter and can't comprehend it. 236. To this, I must confess that for my part, I am not able to muster up this patience, as I am also lacking your diversity of language and explanation possibilities, by what means you can explain facts and issues, etc. in such a way that in the end, no doubt exists anymore. Billy, you are too kind with your compliments, my son. Unfortunately, despite my explanation efforts, misunderstandings arise again and again. Quetzal, 237. But that doesn't happen because of a fault on your part, as I have already very often determined, but because of the fact that complicated and incomplete questions are asked and your answers and explanations aren't analyzed further. 238. Those are the factors that then lead to misunderstandings. 239. In addition, as I have also very often determined, questions are directed towards you, whereby you cannot intelligibly answer the questioners, even with the best intention, because they are still lacking the necessary understanding and cognition possibilities, and therefore, everything is foreign to them. 240. But this very fact is a peculiarity of the Earth person, namely that he always wants to know more than what he can actually understand and bear. 241. This, then, also leads to the fact that he asks unclear questions, which he often doesn't even understand or can't formulate properly, from which then, even misunderstandings arise and so on. Billy, with that, you may be quite right. Furthermore, it is also such that I simply may not answer questions in full because it isn't the right moment or the necessary understanding to do so isn't given. So for example, today or tomorrow, I can only answer a question partially and can first give a full answer 3 or 7 years later when, in the meantime, the understanding and cognition for this have progressed so far with the questioner that everything becomes clearly received and understood. Quetzal, 242. That is the normal development of learning, recognizing, and understanding. Billy, a fact that, unfortunately, isn't understood by many. Many think that they are always smarter and cleverer than they are in reality, whereby they are of the wrong opinion that they would understand more than what is actually the case. And if one doesn't then deal with their questions in the framework desired by them, then they become endlessly offended, and they insult such a one as haughty, autocratic, presumptuous, conceited, arrogant, and as fraught with brain flatulence. I just recently experienced this again, when such a sect twerp, along with his sect aunt, insulted me in my office, when I gave them an explanation regarding the term sacrifice, which they did, indeed, ask me for. Quetzal, 243. Your answer and explanation would also interest me. Billy, I will try, if I can still recall it. I can't repeat the explanation word for word, of course. But basically, I said the following: a sacrifice or a sacrificial offering is a pure exchange between a person and an alleged or rather an imaginary divinity or false god. So for example, a sacrifice is offered as a pure testimony of the faithfulness, the humility, and the gratitude towards the god or false god, for which this grants a good and long life, good success, health, prosperity, freedom, revenge against enemies, victory in war and over enemies, as well as wealth, deliverance from poverty and misery, and countless other things. But this means that the offering or sacrificing to a god or false god represents a real business between this and the person or petitioner presenting the offering, freely according to the principle here's the money, there's the goods. And when a person sacrifices other things, such as his mite in the collection for a religion or sect, for the needy, or for a new church, a chapel, or for some other idolatrous temple, then this also corresponds to a business, for the business rule is this, there's a sacrifice, sacrificial offering, or offering for the calming of a bad conscience because a person has more than the poor, there's a sacrifice for the calming of anxiety, a sacrifice because one imagines himself to be better than the next person, a sacrifice to gain advantages, and a sacrifice so that the enemy is massacred, so that a dispute or war is won and the winner is lifted into the sky, so that the hated neighbor gets the plague along his neck, or so that one wins the lottery. Thus, sacrifices are, in every case, always aligned toward profit, and to be sure, even when they are given from person to person, but it must be clearly stated that sincere assistance and sincere gifts of love for fellow human beings cannot be equated with sacrifices because these demand nothing in return, in contrast to sacrifices. Sacrifices are, in every case, always religiously conditioned, cult conditioned and, thus, faith conditioned, associated with a dogma, with a doctrine, with which the theoretical side of the religion, the sect, or the other cult is represented. This theory of a cultic, religious, or sectarian form represents a set of views, suppositions, and conceptions that are designed to represent the origin, omnipotent and omniscient as well as all-merciful power, which is designated, in short, simply as God. If one gets to the bottom of the matter, then one encounters the myth in which the faith is expressed and what cultic customs, habits, and rituals are included, which have their own apparent logic as well as their schematic and mode of expression, depending on the nature of the cult. In addition, every religion or sect is based on a cult that gradually develops in a similar fashion to the dogma or the doctrine, from which, in turn, a religious or sectarian drive results, which appears as a reverence for the divinity and its holiness, along with rituals and other cult actions. Also included in this is the religious humble prayer to the divinity or the false god, as well as the sacrifice for all possible and impossible purposes, and often a pilgrimage is still connected with it. And with the sacrifice, the business and the exchange come to language again, namely in the sense that if you, as a human being, want something from your god or false god, then first of all, you must give him something for it, even a sacrifice or a promise, which does, indeed, come out to about the same, and afterwards, you must offer him something again as a thank you. As a rule, so this has been here since time immemorial, since the nonsense of the sacrificial offering has existed. Something very precious is sacrificed to the divinity or false god, such as, in earlier times, rare forest fruits and field crops and such, and later even animal blood. However, the peak of the murderous offering was reached with the fact that human sacrifices were often the first and last tributes, which were allegedly demanded by the divinities or false gods. In particular, these were children and virgins who lost their lives in the sacrifices. Thus, cult sites and altars became sacrificial sites or murder sites, where innocent human blood was often immediately spilled in great quantities, and all this just to satisfy the bloodlust of the crazy priests, magicians, and shaman, as well as the medicine men and false prophets and messengers of God, etc., who mendaciously maintained that their divinities or false gods demanded human blood sacrifices, in order to ensure peace, freedom, rain, or prosperity, etc., or to turn away disaster or to make atonement for anything. That, my friend, corresponds to the answer and the explanations that I gave to the two sectarians. Quetzal, 244. You astonish me, how precisely you have explained everything. Billy, thanks, but consider that it is my task to fulfill my mission. And this requires that I always strive to explain all things clearly and plainly. But now to something else. For quite some time, one has heard again and again that criminals want to seize or take possession of materials, with which small atom bombs are supposed to be built, in order to threaten, to carry out extortions, to pursue terrorism, or simply to spread fear and terror? Does one really have to take all this seriously, and is it even possible that non-scientists can build such bombs? Quetzal, 245. The necessary knowledge to achieve this is very well needed, but nowadays, this requires no great effort because everything is held in writing in textbooks as training courses, whereby these are freely accessible to all Earth people or can easily be acquired. Therefore, someone who is knowledgeable in the relevant subject can easily build such small atom bombs if he can obtain the materials needed for this. 246. Nevertheless, concerning such bombs, also the great power countries are interested in developing and manufacturing these, as this is the case with America and the Soviet Union that will soon no longer exist, which will be converted into a Russian Federation, in which case Russia, along with France, China, Israel, Pakistan, India, and several other nations will also strive for such small atom bombs. 247. Secretly, the Iraqi dictator will also take part in this, along with other power-hungry ones. 248. In particular, America will make special efforts after the turn of the millennium, in order to be able to implement such bombs, when the megalomaniacal and extremely unscrupulous, irresponsible, and world domination addicted president of the USA lives out his global terror. Billy, those aren't exactly pleasant prospects. Quetzal, 249. That is correct. Billy, the guy Bush, as he will be called, as you have well said, is obviously a complete maniac. Perhaps he is also the fellow who will then press the red button, in order to trigger World War III, by what means the great catastrophe would then be perfect. Quetzal, 250. This possibility will be given then, unfortunately, because in his addiction for world domination and warmongering, he will know no bounds and will, at least, threaten many nations with war and revenge, etc., which could then very well lead to a global war, as the Enoch prophecies describe this. 251. If the American population then doesn't bring the shouting for death, vengeance, and destruction to reason, and the population of the entire world as well as the governments of the earthly nations don't recollect themselves and don't undertake anything against all that will be breaking out and against the still threatening insanity, so that everything can be put to an end and the madness of the ones in charge can be stopped and through this, everything be turned to the better, then a lot of evil, harm, destruction, and annihilation is coming in the new millennium. 252. However, there won't just be the criminal and inhumane, irresponsible machinations of the President of America, who has actually been life-despising since time immemorial, because the criminal in charge of Israel will also act likewise, who, at that time, will bring much death, pain, sorrow, destruction, and downfall over Israel and Palestine and all the people there. 253. With this, I'm referring to the two men, Bush and Sharon, who will order and steer the murderous events in the coming time, and this under the approval of many senseless ones and advocates of the tremendous crimes that are then committed. 254. In addition, crimes of terror will be committed to an enormous extent by fanatics of the Palestinians, whereby their suicidal acts of terror will take on incredibly primitive and inhuman forms, and many deaths will have to be lamented. 255. Everything on both sides, so on the Israeli as well as on the Palestinian side, will degenerate to such a degree that prisoners will be made, and then, they will simply be shot and, thus, murdered, and many will even be tortured beforehand. 256. Everything will cruelly escalate and degenerate. 257. In addition, there are also other national powerful figures of various other countries, such as the national leaders of Iraq and Iran, who will act in the same form, this in addition to the degenerated religious, sectarian, and fundamentalist fanatics, through whom more global and very dangerous and human life demanding terror will be exercised. 258. Martial terror with thousands of murders and rapes, etc. will also break out across the Balkans, along with atrocities that are committed in a religious and fanatical manner in Ireland and that still won't come to an end for a long time. 259. Yet also Korea won't find any peace so quickly, as well as not Africa and South America, where tremendous human massacres and degenerate acts of war as well as abductions and murders, as well as expulsions of people from their land and even from their homeland will take place. 260. Even Sri Lanka, Kashmir, and India, as well as Afghanistan and other countries won't remain spared from all these terrible events. 261. Innumerable things of the coming times could still be enumerated, but what has been said so far should be enough. 262. But despite all the bad signs, the Earth person should never and may never give up hope, as well as not his efforts, but should still let reason prevail. Billy, now, enough should actually be spoken of that, at least for the time being. In addition, I still have another important question that I would like to ask, if you still have time to answer this. For this question, your medical knowledge would be required. Quetzal, 263. After that, it should be enough for today, however. Billy, of course, so it should be. So then, for a few years, there has been more and more talk of acupuncture, a healing method, with which fine needles are stuck in the body in certain places. This method of acupuncture, which is being discussed more and more, should really bring good healing results and should come from China and, of course, should have also been invented by the Chinese. The piercing of the needles into the body should be absolutely painless. But scientifically, this healing method of acupuncture is not yet investigated and proven to be right and good, at least not in the Western world, where the whole thing bumps into at least some skepticism, particularly in the medical school. Do you know something about this, and if so, what do you, as a doctor, have to say and explain to this? Quetzal, 264. Acupuncture causes the healing of physical and psychological as well as consciousness-related sufferings and illnesses through the setting of special, fine needles at specific concentration points of one's life energy, which pulse through the body on certain paths. 265. The set needles influence the entire energetic system of the person, but this is also true for animals, fish, insects, and birds, as well as for plants, when these are treated with acupuncture. 266. The healing effect, as I already mentioned, occurs in the body, as well as in the consciousness and the psyche, depending on how and where the acupuncture needles are set. 267. But the true origin of acupuncture doesn't trace back to traditional Chinese medicine, as is, unfortunately, erroneously maintained. Rather, it was received by the latter only from old traditions and was integrated into the old Chinese medicine and brought to application. 268. The actual origin was already established millions of years ago and, thus, traces very far back into the past, and to be sure, into Enoch's time. 269. Enoch himself was the Inbas taken over and exercised by his peoples and which has endured to the present day among the distant descendants of the peoples from beyond the sun, which is how it has been received by today's Chinese. 270. But despite its great remedial effectiveness, acupuncture is just one of many other methods and options of treatment for the entire field of medicine. 271. But in principle, acupuncture is very much more than just medicine because its ultimate goal isn't just the healing of illnesses and sufferings or of any trivial discomforts of any kind, etc. but primarily to make the entire body as well as the consciousness and the psyche healthy and, basically, to allow no sufferings, discomforts, or illnesses to arise at all. 272. But this means that one's life energy can flow and work properly in the body. 273. The cosmic electromagnetic life energy is the creation given energy and is, in fact, also the actual, existing energy of creation, which is also called our energy and which is also given in all life forms as well as in every spirit form of a conscious or instinct conscious form. 274. This life energy, which we refer to in our language by the specific designation of Qing, is a constant flux from the universe that, through the energy lines, that is energy channels, which we designate as Sananto and, thus, conductive channels, flows through the body of each life form, so also in humans. 275. The Chinese designations for these forms represent their own formulations from the Chinese language and, therefore, have nothing in common with our ancient traditional terms that still trace back to Enoch's language. 276. The life energy of an electromagnetic and cosmic nature, which we also call active energy, flows similar to flowing waters, but through a form of certain energy channels, through the entire body of every single life form, and indeed, no matter what genus and species. 277. These energy channels, that is Sananto or conductive channels, pervade the entire body of every life form, so humans as well as animals, fish, insects, birds and plants, and even microbes, bacilli, and viruses, which means that actually every life form possesses them. 278. This energy flow, the all-animating cosmic electromagnetic life energy, creates the difference between the effective living and the non-living, so between what is moving and what is non-moving. 279. But in the case of the non-moving, there can be no talk of dying out or of totem, as the earth person erroneously designates this, for even the non-living, that is what is non-moving, is existent, as for example rock, stone, sand, and metal, etc. 280. These things that are also life forms and that we designate as passive life forms, in contrast to active life forms, do not exist through the same form of cosmic electromagnetic life energy, through which all moving life is negative, as this is uniformly the case in all creational creations of every kind. 283. And exactly this means that neither on Earth nor on any other worlds or stars or anywhere else in the universe could or can something arise or exist that doesn't hold both forces of positive and negative in itself or which isn't animated by the active energy or passive energy. 284. Without the opposite forces of positive and negative, which complement each other, always being given simultaneously, nothing can become existent and nothing can exist. 285. But this means that even with the passive energy, both forces are present, so both positive as well as negative. 286. At the same time, the negative represents the passive, the feminine, receptive, dormant and old, while the positive represents the active, light and warmth as well as the masculine, generative, and the new, as this has been defined since ages ago. 287. That's how the cosmic electromagnetic life energy is to be seen, therefore, divided into two factors, into two forces, respectively positive and negative energies, which form a unit in themselves as well as in their union. 288. Now, if these energies get out of balance, then there results either an energy shortage, an energy surplus, or an energy obstruction, that is an energy blockade. 289. And as already mentioned, and it must be said again, both forms of energy always only exist together and are inseparably linked with one another, so the feminine and the masculine and, thus, the positives and negatives are always simultaneously present, and indeed, in every movable as well as immovable life form. 290. So also must the human himself be, by this, I mean that he must move from the left to the right, that is, from a strength or even from one energy form to another, without becoming sick, stricken, or burdened with troubles thereby. 291. But if he falls prey to a weakness of a physical, psychological, or consciousness-related form, then an imbalance between the positive and negative energies is produced. 292. If this is the case, then it doesn't require an enormous expenditure of energy to succumb to any discomforts, sorrows, illnesses, aggressions, emotions, depressions, moral depths, as well as mental, psychological, or consciousness-related misreactions. 293. Such occurs when an energy defect exists. 294. The cosmic electromagnetic life energy flows in a person in certain channels that are given for this, which we, as already explained, refer to as Sananta. 295. On the Sanantas are the acupuncture centers or acupuncture points, through which the cosmic electromagnetic life energy arrives at the body's surface, but the acupuncture nodes have nothing to do with the so-called chakras, which only correspond to an illusory form. 296. And precisely where the acupuncture centers are, of which, overall, 786 exist, but in the Chinese acupuncture teachings, as far as I know, only 672 of these are known. The life energy penetrates at the body's surface, where it can be influenced by the acupuncture needling. 297. The life energetic and, thus, vitally necessary Sananta system shows a certain resemblance to the circulatory system because just as the blood pulses through the veins, so does the cosmic electromagnetic life energy pulse through the energy system. 298. Each Sananta is also associated with a particular organ of the body, whereby all of the cycles are closely interconnected and mutually influence one another. 299. With the entire Sananta system, however, it can lead to an energy obstruction, namely when the energy is blocked, and precisely this means, then, that the immune system of the body, the consciousness, and or the psyche is disturbed and weakened and suffers damage, by what means physical, consciousness-related, or psychological troubles, sufferings, or illnesses appear. 300. And along with this, what is not yet known to the earthly scientists and physicians is the fact that not only the body and its organs but also the consciousness and the psyche have a particular immune system assigned to them. 301. Now, if an energy obstruction of the life energy arises somewhere in the Sananta system, then the obstruction can be dissolved by a purpose-driven acupuncture, but it is to be noted that different forms of acupuncture are necessary for different troubles, sufferings, and illnesses. 302. Now, in order to come to speak on acupuncture needles as well as on their application, it is to be said that the fine needles used for the needling are only about half a millimeter thick and are inserted into the body using different depths. Therefore, the insertion depth can vary from a few millimeters up to 5 centimeters, whereby the depth is determined by the acupuncture point. 303. The needle is stuck directly into the acupuncture center of the Sananta. 304. This triggers a provocation, by what means the body produces nerve growth hormones that quickly spread into the surrounding tissue, thereby calming down inflammations at the nerve ends and healing these completely. 305. Furthermore, these growth hormones move over the nerve up to the nerve's root, where they trigger and carry out a regeneration of the nervous fibers. 306. The effect of acupuncture can still be enhanced, namely by the acupuncture center being stimulated by the manual movements of the needles that are stuck in the body, in which the needles remain up to 30 minutes. 307. Even with the manual movements of the needles, no pain arises for the person being treated. 308. And what is still to be said? 309. Still today, unfortunately, the earthly medical school views the human being in parts or sections, and exactly this is wrong, because the human being must be viewed medically as a whole. 310. Social, consciousness-related, psychological, intellectual, sentimental, and emotional constitutions of the human being are also of utmost importance, therefore, not just the conventional medical thinking and the related aspects, diagnoses, and resulting medication may be considered. 311. Moreover, if one wants to describe the momentary state of life energy of a human being, then one can refer to the five natural elements: wood, water, fire, earth, and metal. 312. Processes are symbolized by these elements, as these appear in nature and as these also operate in humans. 313. The functions of the organs as well as the worlds of thoughts, feelings, psyches, emotions, and consciousnesses are also allotted to these elements. 314. And as is determined by nature, all elements mutually influence each other. 315. In addition to true acupuncture, what must also be mentioned is that there is an additional way to stimulate an acupuncture center more strongly, namely the so-called Moxon